it used to be said that there only two drugs worth using in medicine. This was actually just before the era of antimicrobials. One was morphine, the other one was bicarbonate, and they weren't quite so sure about bicarbonate. Of course, the panoply of agents that are available to us now is enormous. There's a huge, huge library of drugs and classes of drugs with all their unwanted effects is burgeoning at an astonishing rate. So, yes, that's reflected in the practice, the desire for magic, a complete cure. The other thing that perhaps is salutary to think about is that how few diseases, from infectious diseases and some inflammatory complaints, are truly reversible. Maybe a certain modesty, despite we have any relieving drugs for symptoms and things that stop a process going on further, there are actually a minority of diseases, in my own view, which are truly reversible by the time they come to the doctor. So the practice of medicine is a certain modesty about what we can do, a certain escorting the patient through what is often a chronic condition, or chronic, the indignities of chronic illness, but also recognizing that increasingly we have to go back and get earlier recognition, earlier diagnosis, and consider screening and targeting our approaches to those who are going to get a condition and deal with it before it becomes truly irreversible. So I think that practice, that view of medicine and preventative medicine and public health is something that has come in over the years, very much more than in the past, where it was all